The key here is that you have to have the skills that the studio actually cares about. Basically, if you are applying as an animator, saying that you know how to do film editing with Premiere is as useless of a mention as telling your math teacher that you are a star basketball player on the school team. Likewise, if I'm being hired strictly to work in the capacity of a studio's 2D department as a compositor, mentioning myself being a whiz at Houdini particle effects is redundant and unnecessary. Now, do those additional skills help make you a more well-rounded visual effects artist? Heck yes! But do the studios actually care about that when hiring you as a compositor, for example? Nope. Again, if we are strictly referring to being hired by the living and breathing visual effects studios in Hollywood, your additional skills that don't apply to the job don't matter, unless they say that they do in the job listing. Hence, in order to increase your perceived and utilized value, in order to aim for a higher pay rate, you would actually have to show that your skills directly apply to the position you are interviewing for. There is a fine line between showing you've got the bonus chops that make you a useful artist in that position versus showing that you've got all the best chops in the world for the sake of showing that you've got all the best chops in the world. Studios just don't care about the latter if they cannot use you in the way that they want. I went from an entry-level rate of about $15 US to as high as a beginning senior artist rate, whilst still only about 2 or so years into my visual effects career in Hollywood. And technically, having only graduated from SCAD about 1 year and some months ago before hitting that rate. Let me tell you that that wasn't by accident. Of course, listener, please do not use me as a benchmark in terms of setting a timeline for yourself. And neither should you take everything I say in this section as gospel. The industry changes all the time, even if you do not experience or feel the change occurring. And that also applies to pricing and artist rates. At times, getting a higher pay rate does not necessarily increase your quality of life, or shots, as a visual effects artist. It is entirely relative to the studio and your work history, among several other external, unseen factors, such as the studio's budget and other available applicants, that are usually out of your reach. The best way to set a rate for yourself as a visual effects artist is to know what other studios have once offered you, know your worth, also known as your resume and portfolio, and know the studio with which you are dealing with. If you are a newcomer to visual effects, then you may have to take what your first studio offers, just to have that pay rate history established for yourself as a reference to compare your future self to. And once and for all, don't just rely on Glassdoor for your rates. To be honest, I have never even looked at Glassdoor, let alone loaded up that site, when I got my jobs at those studios or with those filmmakers. I'm not even embarrassed to say that for a majority of my career, I didn't even know that Glassdoor existed. Huh, I guess in that case, ignorance was bliss, to my rates. Studio hierarchy and the order of things.